It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Time to talk Newcastle Community Market. Not Farmers Market. We'll talk about that. We'll explain it. Trust me, it'll make sense. Debbie Nichols works for the town of Newcastle. Of course, she's been here a few times over the past few years to talk about Burning Mountain Days, which, of course, is still a little ways away, and in September again, right? And Nori Nolan is the organizer of the Newcastle Community Market. You said 8 years ago.
8 years.
You started doing this.
Yes.
And so let's get this out of the way right away. Why do you call it a community market rather than a farmer's market?
Well, because we have we open it up to everybody in the community, basically like to our local businesses to advertise. We also open up to like CMC and Rifle Animal Shelter, kind of a lot of nonprofit organizations that help build the community. So that way everybody gets a chance to advertise their business and come together in a good way so we all get the message out there that we work together.
How often do you get together?
10 weeks. We go for 10 weeks every Thursday, 4:30 to 7:30.
In Burning Mountain Park, right?
Yes.
Okay, which for those of you that don't know is just east of the, right? Just east of the old school.
Right across from the post office, basically.
Right, yeah, there you go. Yeah. Okay, that's another good landmark, I suppose.
Yeah, that's not moving, I hope. Anyway.
For those of you that don't remember 40 years ago when they abandoned that school and moved it to... Seems like it was just yesterday.
Yeah.
When Jim Phillips was saying... Okay, after Christmas break, we'll come back and we'll don't be here. We'll be at the new school. Anyway.
Right.
Sorry.
I remember Jim.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what school, because after he left Newcastle, he became the principal in the RE1 district.
Yes. And he was with Carbondale.
Was it in Carbondale or was it at Glenwood Elementary?
Oh,
I can't remember.
Maybe it was Glenwood Elementary.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I know that he moved to the RE1 district, which is where he later retired. And I understand he's still around, though I haven't.
Yeah, he's helping out different.
I doubt he would recognize me if I ran into him today, put it that way.
Oh, a little different, huh? You've grown a little.
Oh, my goodness. We're only 3 minutes in, and I've already gotten off topic. This is going to be a great interview. I can tell already. So, again, Newcastle Community Market.
Okay.
Do you typically have the same people that come and set up booths each week?
We have a lot of them that come, our regulars. Okay. But I open it up to a lot of people each. I do a 1 week thing if they want to come for 1 week or 2 weeks or even three.
So I'm going with this is, do you have a Facebook page or a website where folks can?
Yes, we have a Facebook page under Newcastle's Community Market.
Okay.
And they can find out information, and we put it in the events calendar. And so each week we have, different bands, and we do a lot of, different things as well. Like we have the rec center. She'll do a lot of stuff for the kids, and we have, a lot of face painting and
different activities every week.
Every week.
The recreation center comes in and does.
And does for
and
the
then
kids.
And we have also... Caleb's Catch comes in with seafood.
Yeah,
this will
every
be his
week.
First year where he comes in every week.
For 10 weeks,
looking forward to that.
And Juicy Acres. Yes.
And Juicy Acres is there every week.
Every week. And we have an organic farmer from Abundance Terrace is right there in Silt. She's wonderful, and she comes every week, too. She'll be there. But we also do a couple of wine tastings, wine and beer tastings, that we do three of them, as a matter of fact, throughout the market. And
So three of the 10 have the beer and wine tasting.
Yeah, and this way it supports the liquor stores in Newcastle so they can get out there because there's no way they can, do their sampling, basically. And it's kind of nice that we support them. It's another community thing, so they'll come and we'll do a wine and beer tasting
Different
times.
Do you know when those dates are?
Yes, okay. I have those dates.
Okay.
Our first one is July 25th, and that'll be with Spirits Liquors. Downtown Newcastle, and the Smuggler Mountain Boys will be playing.
where the old Mrs. Flynn's drugstore where I used to get the candy occasionally when I was
really
3-4 years old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, you go way back. Oh, he's good at this, I can tell.
I'm not sure I would go that far, but.
Our next one will be on August 15th, and we'll have Chris Banks and friends playing.
Okay.
And then our last one we always do, which is always a hit because we have Wing Nuts doing a chili roast, and we have our big beer tasting.
Another Newcastle kid.
Yes, yes, very much so. And then we have our beer sampling, which will be by the Glenwood Brew Pub.
And again, what was the date of the last one?
September 12th.
Okay.
And that'll be the Stone Kitchen playing. So.
And I want to say you've also got, you mentioned musical entertainment. You got somebody different each week.
Each week, yeah.
And some local acts as well as some like statewide acts that will be playing the Farmers Market this year.
Yes, yes.
So we should probably, I guess, talk about those as well. Mm-hmm. Before we do that, I feel like Debbie has not been getting her money's worth here.
She's just hanging out.
I figured you'd get to me at one point.
Right? Exactly. I try and make it even. I try not to pick on one person, you know, more than the other. Debbie, your involvement with this, you work for the town of Newcastle, obviously. And so your involvement with the Newcastle Community Market is a connection with SNAP, which I forget what it stands for, but it's what we
used to. Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
Thank you. Which we used to refer to as food stamps.
Correct.
Yeah.
So folks that have SNAP benefits can actually get double their money at, I think, any farmer's market or community market like the one in Newcastle.
Yes. The Double Up Food Bucks program is offered Rifle, Glenwood, and then us, Newcastle. So people can go to any one of those to get double up their food bucks.
Now, is that a state program or is it just a local thing?
No, it's a statewide. Okay. It's offered through LiveWell through the state.
Okay. I was going to say, I know we've talked with Dana Wood about that from time to time. And of course, she's the Garfield County LiveWell
coordinator.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we do Cooking Matters.
And Cooking Matters will be is also part of the Live Well program, and we'll be having Cooking Matters twice at the community market, August 1st and August 8th.
Yeah.
So people can come in and look at what they can
do with
seasonal produce at that time. What meals can they cook with it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's, when you live in this area,
you're not going to be able to grow
everything year round. There are some things depending on your infrastructure. Mm-hmm. But typically, if you want it fresh out of the garden, there are only certain things certain times a year.
Yeah.
You know, potatoes in the fall, which is, of course, why they always have potato days in Carbondale, right? And then I guess tomatoes and stuff like that kind of midsummer and lettuce and
greens.
Right.
And a lot of people don't know what to do with the greens, which is nice.
Yeah. You
know, she does pestos and stuff too.
Mm. Interesting. Like homemade, obviously.
Right.
Again, but they just show what you could do, what kind of recipes you could do with that type, what's available at that time.
Gotcha. How many vendors, by the way, come to this every week? I know it varies from week to week.
Yeah. So, well, right now we're going to open with like 24. And then usually before the season's over, I end up with 30. I guess we had like 33 last year.
That's almost a lot.
That is a lot.
That's like.
That's a lot of people.
That's like Burning Mountain Day is all, you know, once a week.
Yeah, yeah. Really. And that's why I keep it open so people could come for 2 weeks or 3 weeks because a lot of people travel or go away.
Sure.
And plus their products only come every, you know, at a certain time. Like we have the best peaches, I think, Palisade peaches, because when they are in season, boy, they are just max book, and it's crazy, you know.
So for anyone that's listening right now that would be interested in having a booth at Newcastle Community Market, what should they do? Get a hold of you on Facebook or call?
Well, you can call me at my home number is 970-984-3420, and I can see when we have availability for a booth. And like I said, because I have like other organizations coming in, like I have a solar company coming from Grand Junction. I have another, you know, and then like they'll come in for so many weeks, and then I'll have Clear Energy come in for 2 or 3 weeks. So you know, we shift around, and that way we can make room for everybody. Gotcha. And it usually works out pretty nice.
What is the maximum number of booths? Have you hit that number? Do you have a set number that the town has given you?
Probably about 33, 34. Yeah, it was a full park.
It was pretty full, 33, 34. Because then we get Tom, John Harcourt, remember, doing his fishing.
Yeah, the Cub Scouts do a fishing demonstration sometimes.
And then we have the Subaco kids come and do their little, where they chop the wood.
They'll do a little demonstration. Awesome. Every week, it's different every week. Yeah.
And so that's what's so fun, because it is a community thing, and people really come and enjoy one another. And you know, like this year, we might try to do a pie tasting, and it's just getting people to want to cook the pies.
Again, it's every Thursday afternoon from 4:30 to 7:30 in Burning Mountain Park in Newcastle. If you want to learn more, just search Facebook for Newcastle Community Market.
Yes.
And again, Noreen's number is 984-3420 if you'd like to set up a booth. Again, does not have to be food related.
Yeah.
You allow vendors of any kind.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be a commitment for the full 10 weeks either.
Right.
You can just show up from time to time based on schedule and availability.
Yes.
again, that continues September 12th. Did you tell me that's the last one?
That's the last one. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So it continues every Thursday through September 12th in Burning Mountain Park in Newcastle, right across from the post office.
Right.
There's something that is still there that I could refer
Remember.
To. We'll take a quick break, come back and visit a little bit more in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Debbie Nichols from the town of Newcastle and Noreen Nolan, the organizer of Newcastle's Community Market for the last 8 years or so. Again, every Thursday afternoon in Newcastle from 4:30 to 7:30 through September 12th. So 8 years in, you think there's ever a time when you'll hand this off to somebody else? Yeah.
Each year she keeps thinking.
Every year.
And each year we keep telling her.
I don't know. I do change. I have people who come in and help me every year, some that are great. And I enjoy it. And I go, don't you want to do this next year? They go, no, it's too much work. But, you know, it is a lot of work. But the rewards we get from it and what the people coming into town is wonderful. And it is something that connects Castle Valley, Lakota, all together with Newcastle, and they realize there's actually a town besides the Burning Mountain Days, you know, that brings people into it too. You know, we have a lot of events going on, but
sure, absolutely. How many people, for folks that are to kind of take off on where we left off in the last segment, for folks that are interested in having a booth,
right?
How many people typically attend the community market on a weekly basis?
We've had counts up to 200 to 300.
Yeah.
Which is not bad for 3 hours on a Thursday afternoon.
No.
And, of course, the beer and wine sampling.
Beer and wine.
It goes up higher.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
We'll get easy 150 or more for the beer and wine.
Oh,
just for
probably
that.
Probably closer to four.
Wow. Yeah, we do get quite a,
Again, and those happen, by the way, the beer and wine tastings happen on July 25th, August 15th, and September 12th,
right,
by
correct.
The way.
Yes.
And, of course, the complete schedule is on the Facebook page.
Yes.
How much is a booth, by the way? Is it the same no matter how many weeks you want to sign up for? Or?
No. Okay. No, it varies. It's,
okay.
It's, of course, cheaper if you do the whole 10 weeks.
Which makes sense, giving people a reason to.
Okay. Right, right. Or, you know, it's like what we do, it's $25, basically, if they want to come and do that 1 week type thing.
Okay.
And then, you know.
And it's a little bit less if you want to do more than one. Okay.
Right. We give a break that way, too.
Makes sense.
But I realized from the very first one, when we only had like four or five people coming in, and one farmer, it was quite funny. But anyway, that people were going, I don't want to do this for 10 weeks. Can I just do it for 2 weeks? I'm getting burnt out. You know, I mean, they do, or their products that they have, you know, only go for so long. And, you know, they can only sell so much woodworking and this and that. And,
sure.
And it's wonderful because you get great artists doing, and again, it's all local people that do it.
Right.
But that was when I decided to be able to make it. People could come for smaller than 10 weeks. And actually, it's turned out pretty nice because then if you come even every to buy your produce every week, you see different vendors. So it is kind of, and it's fun. You know.
Artisans, of course, are cool because you can get stuff that nobody else has. You know, this is not the mass-produced artwork that you can find everywhere in, thousands of stores across the country. Mm-hmm. And as far as the food is concerned, so the traditional farmers market stuff, which you do have some of.
Right.
In the last 10 years, the as it's called, cottage food industry in Colorado has just exploded.
Yeah, yeah.
So many things from locally produced honey to just the,
jams and, pickles and stuff like that. I mean, there's so many rules and regulations. And Debbie and I go to a lot of those classes to find out what all of, and we sit with the health department to find out just what the particular things and that you have to do just to make it all legal and so nobody gets sick or anything.
Which is important.
It's important on bad food,
Yeah, absolutely.
And we do have a local honey.
Yeah, we have a local honey distributor.
Is that Ed? Or is it somebody else?
Yeah, okay. It's Ed Colby. And then we are, we have Upper Crust. She's been with us too, Baker. She's wonderful. She's from
Basalt. The pastries.
And then she goes, she's been there from day one. So, and she's excellent, Susan. So we do have our regulars that come, and people just come right to the market and go right to those booths,
So you have folks that have their favorites.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And again, this is did you say this is the first year that Caleb is going to be there every week?
Yeah, he was there like every once a week or once every 2 weeks, and now he's going to be there the whole 10 weeks, so, yeah.
For those of you that are not familiar, Caleb, I don't know his exact story. I want to say that he did the whole, crabbing in Alaska and that kind of thing.
He did with his brother.
That's right. And he decided maybe that wasn't for him, and so now he buys all this fresh seafood.
And brings it in.
Scallops, crab legs, lobster from time to time, halibut, salmon.
Cod.
It's something a little bit different because it depends on, what they're catching and what he gets. But he comes over, I want to say he makes a number of different trips to different parts of the area.
Yeah.
He's all the way from Gypsum to Newcastle.
And Basalt.
Basalt everywhere.
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
He does all of them.
And so if you don't know him yet and you like seafood, you should really make yourself acquainted.
Smoked salmon wraps are wonderful.
Oh, I have not
had
that.
You have to be there. They are so good. He makes excellent smoked salmon wraps and fresh. While you stand there and you just smell and cook, and it's very good. Very good.
I would be hard-pressed to find smoked salmon better than Bob Fullerton's smoked salmon, but I will take your word for it.
I know, Bob.
The last farmer's market of the season, when you get the chili roasting and you get him doing his salmon wraps, the park smells wonderful.
Yeah, really.
Actually, it's the whole town. The whole downtown area, just the smells take over.
Excellent.
Just kind of wafts all over town. Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah, it's very good.
My mouth is watering just thinking about it. Again, this happens every Thursday night from 4:30 to 7:30 in Burning Mountain Park in Newcastle. If you want to go to Facebook, search for Newcastle Community Market, you can learn more. Mm-hmm. Again, you don't have to sign up for the entire 10 weeks. You can sign up at any time, assuming there's space available. Yeah. Again, you can give Noreen a call at 984-3420 if you have an idea for a booth, for a business, a family kind of thing.
It's a good way to advertise your business. And we get we do a weekly – every week we do a little promotional thing where we sell a dollar ticket. And in those tickets, for a dollar, you can get the local businesses, like restaurants will donate a lunch, free lunch for one, or you'll get each one of the – we go to certain people for sponsorships. And it's all the local businesses that will donate prizes, and you can win it for a dollar. So every week you can – participate and you get the little ticket, and I call them in the morning and they win all these prizes. And it's a very nice, it's another fun thing that people look forward to.
Sure, absolutely.
So, yeah.
I know we've talked about a couple of the vendors that will be there. I don't want to leave anybody out.
Okay.
Are there any other vendors that are already committed that will be there?
Well, we'll have Victoria Cerno, which does great massage, and she has lotions and soaps and she'll be there. Taryn will be there. She has wonderful succulent plants. She'll be here this year, too, and she's been – this is her second or third year doing it. And then
Julie Taylor with her wood signs.
With her wood signs. They're really nice. And she does,
cute.
Yes, tailor-made enterprises, she calls it, tailor-made.
And
they're great painting signs, and they're excellent. I can't think of them all. I know I've been writing them down for weeks here.
But again, if folks want to stay up to date, they can check out the Facebook page from time to time.
Yeah, and that's a great thing because it does mention a lot of our vendors. And each week we do the special events and stuff. And we're trying to bring in more and more different things each week. So, you know, you just kind of got to go through it. And
right, including the Cooking Matters.
Yes.
Now, is that through LiveWell or is that LiveWell and Extension? Or am I combining two different conversations?
I don't know.
Cooking Matters is through the...
Through LiveWell.
LiveWell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That big piece.
That whole organization. Statewide.
As well as
statewide.
The Double Up Food Bucks, which is also part of LiveWell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Check it out. Thursday afternoons, 4:30 to 7:30, Burning Mountain Park in Newcastle. Musical entertainment we just barely scratched the surface of earlier, so we should probably mention that too because that's a big part of the community market in Newcastle as well. So we'll do that when we come back and wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, Noreen Nolan, the organizer, the founder, I guess you might say, of the Newcastle Community Market, is here today along with Debbie Nichols. What'd you call her? Your cheerleader?
Yeah.
Of course, we'll talk to Debbie a little bit later on in the summer about Burning Mountain Days. What are the dates this year for Burning Mountain Days, by
September
the way?
September 6th and 7th.
Okay. So actually, the weekend after Labor Day.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. We'll look forward to hearing about that later on. I know we'll talk. You'll come in and talk to us about that. So I don't want to give away too much now. Stay focused, Gabe. Stay focused. Again, every Thursday afternoon, 4:30 to 7:30 for 10 weeks through September 12th in Burning Mountain Park in Newcastle. So musical entertainment. You mentioned, I think, a couple when we were talking about the beer and wine tastings.
Yes.
You mentioned a couple of the bands that will be performing. Mm-hmm. But give us the complete schedule.
Okay, so July 11th, our opening day, which is tomorrow, we'll open with Leonard Curry Trio. And then July 18th will be Guilty Pleasure, which is a nice trio also. And then our Smuggler Mountain Boys will be playing for the first wine and beer tasting. And then we have...
On July 25th.
On July 25th.
Okay.
And then August 1st will be the Working Man String Band, which is another fun band. All of these entertainers are just really good, and people love them because they can enjoy them. You know, sit and listen to the music or slapping your knee and stomping your feet, you know.
I love it.
Okay. And August 8th will be Jill Cohen. August 15th is our next wine and beer tasting, and that'll be with our local, of course, Chris Banks and his friends. And then August 22nd will be Lori Demeron, she comes over from Denver. She's very good, a one-lady band that is just awesome. She definitely has a great voice and does a good guitar, so she's very good. Then August 29th is our local Orin Moore out of Silt. And then September 5th will be New Mam Creek, which is our local Newcastle people, and they're excellent.
With Joey Ball,
Barry Anderson, quite a few. They're really good. And then our last one will be September 12th with Stone Kitchen. And Lester and Portia, they are just wonderful, and they always bring in a few friends, too.
And would you consider most of this like background music? Because it's not a concert, right?
Yeah.
It's they're there to entertain folks that are kind of milling around. And,
right.
So you'll still be able to, you know, talk to the vendors and that kind of thing.
Yeah, because a lot of them are like bluegrass and Americana type music. Yeah. So you can still socialize, almost like coffee house type music where you could talk and visit and talk to the produce person, you know, and stuff. Yeah.
Sure.
So it is a fun, and it's just entertaining, you know, and everybody getting together. It's more like a social gathering where people come every week, too. And, you know, we don't have our cocktails every week, but we do have great entertainment, and people will sit and socialize and just as a nice gathering, a get-together.
Absolutely. And again, you can search Facebook for Newcastle Community Market if you want to see the schedule of, you know, musical entertainers that will be there. So did I understand this correctly, that most of those are actually local folks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I have in the past, I've gotten people from out of town and this and that, but it worked pretty good. But then sometimes they would want to be like a concert type thing. And it was wonderful, but it was a little you know, when you're getting 5 and 6 piece bands, it was a little too much. So, yeah. For the market series itself, but you know.
So answer me this: being as involved as you are, actually, both of you may want to answer this. Do you find that if you're out of town or on vacation, for instance, you know, the Tuesday farmers market in Glenwood and you know, the Friday and Rifle, I don't know when Carbondale and Basalt and everybody else. Okay, there you go.
Wednesday.
I think you've already answered my question. My question was, do you seek out other farmers markets?
Yes.
Or do you avoid them?
No. Actually, I go to them and because I like to meet different vendors, and it's really nice because and it's kind of a nice way for me to see, like, well, if I can do better here or better there, and it's just nice. And we get together, like I said, in usually in March, and we do the Colorado Farmers Associates. Deb and I, and we'll take one or two other people.
They have a two-day conference.
Yeah, and we go and we meet farmers market.
There's a trade group for everything, isn't there?
And these people are from Colorado Springs, and they have thousands and thousands of people. And believe it or not, we get together and network, and we get ideas from them, which is great. And, you know, I've even given a few of them ideas on how we do our wine and beer tastings and how we do with the bands. And then we email each other, and to help each other get better to, you know, serve our little communities that we are.
That's really cool. How many years have you volunteered for this, Deb? or I guess, how much is volunteer and how much is actually just within, you know, the course of what you do for the town of Newcastle?
I have forgotten.
I don't know.
I think we're going on the fourth year of where the town has been in selling. Well, I sell the fresh squeezed lemonade to help kind of take care of some funding of this Double Up Food Box. Yeah. I do get a grant to help fund it, but there's some other costs.
You know, we didn't really talk about food and stuff to drink, but obviously you've got that kind of thing as well each week, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Including, so fresh squeezed lemonade, is that what you said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get much better than that. I'm just saying. If only you have the iced tea stand right next door, then you've got the perfect world.
and some of the other vendors do iced tea, like the tamales, KO tamales. She made iced tea last year and was able to sell it with fresh lemons. But her lemonade is very good. And she makes limeade, too.
It's lemonade, limeade, or you can make it with sugar water or a honey water.
Oh, you had me at honey water. Oh, okay.
So I make both the lemon or limeade with the honey water.
Is that with Ed's honey?
Yeah,
a lot of times.
Of course it would be. Mm-hmm. Any other food vendors off the top of your head?
Your taco guy.
Tacos and tamales. That's Maria, the KO tamale. She also does a few of the other markets. She does Carbondale and she does was doing the Glenwood Saturdays, and I don't know if she does the downtown market. But then we have our bakery lady, Upper Crust, which is Susan.
Right,
and that's
you mentioned
excellent.
Her before, sure.
And then, we have Caleb, of course. Oh, yes, we have a new one coming this year. Dorothy, I don't know the name of her place, but her and her husband are doing the kettle corn this year with 5 different flavors.
That's where my dad will be.
Yes, see?
He loves the kettle corn.
He does love that. Everybody loves it. I mean, that's another prize-winning one. And then we make our regular popcorn, too, with coconut oil and stuff. It's really good. Also, and the kids love it, and they just come back and forth for that too. And one year we were going to do pretzels, but the popcorn outdid it, so we decided popcorn was easier.
Stick with what works.
That's right.
Makes sense to me.
And I had a lady who did those the cones. Remember, she was not last year, the year before, and she did it through the schools, the snow cones.
And
she really did good through Coleridge. That was like with the Booster Club.
Okay.
But they only did it for a while, and I kept saying, geez, they need to come back again. But that was fun, and she couldn't get enough people to help her with it, so she was so busy. But
I understand
So
that.
We tried it. We're open for anybody who wants to do stuff like that.
There you
and,
go.
Of course, they have to get approval, you know, from the health department. But basically, and I have a lady that might be doing empanadas.
And I'm sure you'd probably have to also get a sales tax license from the city, too.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry, the town.
You need
Newcastle.
To get the license from the town and do your sales tax and stuff. Okay. Yeah, and that's not a very expensive fee. It works real well.
again, every Thursday afternoon, 4:30 to 7:30, Burning Mountain Park in Newcastle. Yes. The food vendors, the musical entertainment that we talked about, the just meeting a lot of new people and hanging out. The wine and beer tastings on July 25th, August 15th, and September 12th. Again, September 12th is the last community market of the year, so yeah. Make plans
to attend.
And the chili
roasting.
And the chili roasting.
As well.
Don't forget that. And the
right.
beer tasting from Todd new at the brew pub, Glenwood Brew Pub.
What have we left anybody out? I want to make sure that everybody that's going to be a part of this we have mentioned. Oh, your volunteers.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have lots of people.
That's kind of important.
Yeah. Sometimes we get the town boys to help the boys. The town maintenance guys help us a lot, too, with moving the picnic tables and putting up tents and stuff. And then we also have some of our friends' kids come and help us, teenagers, and they enjoy it. We pay them. We feed them. And everybody's happy, you know, and that works out good. And let's see. Who else did we forget?
Well, Linda McFarlane.
Oh, and Linda McFarlane helps us. And Julie Taylor is my – and Deb, they are like our right-hand – guard right now. Our guys.
Linda Bruno.
Oh, yes. She is helping me with all of the computer stuff and Facebook and advertisement stuff this year with everything. So we have to thank her a whole bunch this year. And that's taken a load off of me.
Right, yeah.
And I have a full-time job, you know, besides this. So, yeah.
Again, you can search Facebook for Newcastle Community Market if you want to see the complete schedule as well as some more information. So if you're interested in volunteering and helping out in any way, or if you'd like to talk about setting up a booth at Newcastle Community Market at any time throughout the 10-week run.
Right.
Again, you don't have to do the whole thing. If there's space available, you can work something out.
Yeah.
Again, Noreen's number is 984-3420. So unless either of you have anything more you'd like to talk about, I guess any deadlines upcoming for Burning Mountain Days that we should mention since you're here, Deb? Okay.
Well, just some more craft vendors. We've got a few booths available and some food vendors. We've got one or two spaces.
Okay. And, of course, if you have any questions about that, call Debbie Nichols at the town of Newcastle. Mm-hmm. And she'd be happy to talk to you about it. And like I say, I know you'll be back sometime in August or September to talk about that as well when the summer is winding down.
Yeah.
But right now we're just winding up to talk about Newcastle Community Market. All right. Oh, this was fun. Hopefully it was as good for you as it was for me.
Yes. Thank you so much for having
us
here.
And despite my shaky start, I actually stayed mostly on topic. So
you did good job,
I will pat myself on the back for
that.
All the best. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.